Hi, friends, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry, and today we are finishing up our five-part series in showing up as your best authentic self. And I hope you've been enjoying the series and getting a lot out of it so that we can truly show up every single day, feeling confident and authentic and at our absolute best. And our final guest speaker is Brandon Duye, and she is an apparel stylist, but she does more than just help you figure out what you should be wearing and why. And in our conversation, we really tapped into the emotional part of what we wear and why it affects our attitude towards ourselves and to others, and how we can show up in life just not looking our best, but feeling our best in so many ways. She gives some practical tips, but we also just had a really great conversation that I think you are going to really enjoy. Just a little bit more about Brandon. If you check out her website, or she has a fabulous Facebook group. And one of the things on her website that I absolutely love is she says, "Are you ready to enjoy more of the clothes you own, shop with ease, and see how you can save more?" And Brandon is an expert at doing this, but she's also, as I said, an expert in just tapping into the emotional piece of why we keep the clothes we have in our closet, how to get rid of them, and how to just feel beautiful in everything we wear, whether we're showing up virtually or in person. So enjoy this episode and make sure you check out the links in the show notes for some special offers that Brandon has for our listeners like you. Thanks for listening. Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. All right. Welcome back, friends, to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and today we are finishing up our five-part series on showing up as your best authentic self. And the last one is definitely, I think, going to be one of the juiciest one for most people, because it's showing up in your image and how you appear. And, you know, I know we're going to get into the topic, but I think we all know that when we feel good on the outside, that we start to feel good on the inside and vice versa. And I'm really excited to talk to our guest today, Brandon Duye, about how she feels about that, because she is an apparel stylist. So welcome to the podcast, Brandon.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited to hear what you have. And because I know for myself personally, like this has been, you know, there's been times in my life that I felt like I had it going on and it definitely felt good. And then there's times, and I think we've all kind of struggled with this over the last year, of just trap of like, oh, nobody's going to see me. I'm just going to wear my sweatpants all day. That's how we show up. But before we really get talking about that topic, I would just love to have you, you know, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and how you got to this place of being an apparel stylist and an image expert.
Sure. So I've had my business for 7 years, and I started it because I had relocated to Saratoga Springs, New York, and my background is business and health. And I left the career of a personal trainer of 14 years and really successful at it, loved it. And also was feeling like I was ready for a shift. I could tell I was getting a little burnout and the industry had changed. And with relocating, I knew I just didn't have it in me to start all over again. And as you know, Sherry, Saratoga is filled with a lot of hair salons and personal trainers. So very much similar to where I'm from in Burlington, Vermont. And so I had stepped into a relationship of, we were doing the long distance thing and decided it was ready to kind of take the next step. And so I relocated because he had a young son at the time, who was 4. And so I very quickly fell into just a completely different lifestyle and kind of that stepmom role, if you will. And so it was a really great time to kind of reevaluate, how do I want to spend my time? What's important to me? And really going through a rebranding, if you will, and rediscovery. And so during that process, some different things happened. Like I quickly saw how easily you can get into the, like, just throw your jammies on to walk your child to the bus kind of thing. And the roles are, is your sense of self and your self-care can get compromised. And it can be a quick thing to kind of hop out the window. And so it was a very interesting time for me personally. And during that time, In figuring out kind of, we're really dedicated to how we want our lives to look and, you know, making sure that we're balancing the childcare and just being really protective and intentional to the best that we possibly could. And so I took about a year and a half to figure out that process and what I wanted. And also during that time, I was helping some friends on the side and they were coaches. And so I was going to a lot of different events for them and a lot of different chamber events and various, different situations. And so there's many times that I was faced with feeling like, well, I probably should be wearing this over here, but I really want to wear this sparkly thing. And what would that look like? And can I get away with that? And is that appropriate? And it started to just open up this world for me of realizing how I was kind of getting pulled into feeling like I should do A, B, and C and not really wanting to do that, and started to really question my self-confidence and connection with clothing and appearance, and the journey led, one thing led to another. I recognized that, gosh, I'm not the only one who's thinking this, and started to really investigate and look into what's available to us as a society. And I think a lot of times when we think of an apparel stylist, we tend to associate that with people who might be better off or they're in the limelight, if you will. Most people don't feel that it's something for them And so I realized very quickly that for the person doing quote unquote everyday life, there wasn't a lot of support around that. And so the business was born. I thought there's something here and I want to explore it. And so 7 years later, I'm working with men, women, and teens and having a blast and building out a lot of different services to really help build the confidence in terms of how we look at ourselves and the understanding of how to dress our shape and get really comfortable and clear with how we want to walk in the world.
Wow. I love all of what you just shared, Brandon, from being open to realize it was time to rebrand yourself and the transition. I mean, that in itself is huge. And I know that's not really our topic today, but that is, I think, something that women need permission to hear, especially today, because I have found definitely in 2020 that has been a year of a lot of people making that decision, including myself, making to have a transition. Any tips on that? Like give the listeners permission. If they're in that place, okay, I don't know if I want to keep doing this anymore. How do you get past that fear or whatever those thoughts are that hold us back from being willing and open to, like you said, it took you a year and a half to kind of experience things and to discover what you really wanted to do. So any tips on that before we jump into the whole image?
Sure. Well, I would say, I think we're all guilty of this, but I think maybe women a little bit more than men is we have a lot of plates in the air and many times it's a default to put others before ourselves. And so I don't think that for most women, unless it's something they've been doing for a long time, to have out time that's carved specifically for them, where they can even just have time to be able to process and think. And to nurture and to spend the time just getting creative and curious, getting really just curious and sitting with analyzing where am I at right now with my image and my confidence. And if we're looking at the broader picture in terms of their lives and what they're doing and whether it's a profession, and we can get so automatic, right? We do what we think we're supposed to do through our lives and one thing leads to another. And so sometimes we're not always checking in with like, how is this making me feel? And is this working? Can I do better? And do I want more? And so I think, in answer to your question, first starting with carving out some time every week and, you know, in a perfect world, it'd be wonderful to have an hour a day and just sitting with assessing, maybe the first question is how would I rate my confidence level between a 1 and a 10, and a 10 being fantastically lovely, and a one being not so much, and looking not only at your self-confidence in terms of your body, your comfort level in what you physically wear every day, getting dressed, how comfortable do you feel? Do you kind of identify with the person that wants to blend into a crowd and doesn't want to be noticed? Do you feel self-conscious of your body? Are you feeling pretty good in that area? Are you feeling really okay with that? And then also think of confidence in terms of how are you showing up as a mother? How are you showing up as a partner? How are you showing up as a friend? How are you showing up in terms of your how you balance your calendar, right? And there's so many areas when we think of confidence, it's such a broad word. But I think that starting having a touchstone, a base point, where am I at and what feels good and what maybe needs a little bit of attention. From there, I think it helps to calm down the inner chatter of what's working and what's not, and where do I want to therefore improve, right? What's the next step of that? Does that make sense so far?
Yes. Yes. That's all great. Yeah.
And I think we have so much chatter sometimes that it's on the fly, or we're thinking about it when we're cooking dinner, or we're driving the kids and dropping them off, or like there's just pockets of time, but protecting that time to get really quiet. Maybe it's grabbing a cup of tea and heading back on the porch and just not having any distractions, not hopping on your phone, like just really tuning in and what's working and what's not, and starting from there. And I think from there, then it gives you some information of, if we kind of look at the main areas, if you will, of your life, and also tuning into your confidence, and that's going to give you some information. Where do I want to begin, right? We have to take a baseline. And then from there, I would say the next step would be getting really curious. Like, so for example, if we're thinking of our confidence, of our style, very often I hear from men and women, but in the spirit of this conversation for women, I have no style. I don't even know what looks good on me. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Well, how do we approach anything else, right? If we're curious about recipes, if we're curious about cooking, we look at different things, we try different things. So even the simple step of exploring, well, what are other people doing? What is an actress that I really think always looks smashing and lovely, and I really love her style, and getting away for a moment, well, I can't pull that off, or I don't have the body, or I'm too old, or that probably costs a lot. Like just surrendering to all that chatter for a minute and just identifying what makes me, like what lights me up, what pulls me in, what am I drawn to, and going from there.
Yeah. And I think the one thing you hit on, and if you hear noise, my cat, we were away for 3 days. And my cat,
so it's me.
He's like having a small toddler around, like podcast recorded. I am going to go do laps, jump on the computer. Like, it's just all
I love
over.
It. We have one of those too. So I completely get it. He's not with me right now, but yeah, I know. It's like we have a routine. And if you get off the routine or travel, boy, he paid for it. But I don't think
he yes. Thank you. Yes. And I am paying dearly this morning. She don't be as crazy all at once. No, I forgot where I was going with that, but yes, I think it's the quiet time, you know, what you spoke on, of just taking that time. With the way we are, our world today, we're so like, go, 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 or noise coming at us constantly, that it is just carving out the time. I'm so huge on that, of making time to just sit quietly, even if it is just 15 minutes, if that's all you have, like you said it. The loveliest ultimate goal. But if you don't have that, then 15 minutes should just really contemplate on some of these things of where you're feeling good, where you're feeling lost, where where you want to improve. So I love, that concept of just thinking, going within, and then being able to external, to bring it to the external part of your life.
I think it's one of those, there's so many things that we're usually not taught or encouraged from a young age where it becomes a practice, right? It's not like just brushing your teeth. And so I think sometimes also we can get very in our heads and think, well, it has to be this big elaborate thing. And I need 2.5 hours to be able to accomplish anything that would be productive. And it's got to look like this and it's got to look like that. And sometimes it's just not realistic, but it's interesting when, like you said, when you can carve out 15 minutes and make it non-negotiable. Like that is you protect that time. And maybe you put it in your calendar and it's a couple times throughout the week and on different times. So you have a backup if something happens, because it's like a new habit, right? To protect the time, to put your foot down. I'm absolutely going to do this come hell or high water. And it's important because it's part of it, investigating what's going on for you and what's working and what's not. And you need to protect it. But again, we're not usually taught that. It doesn't usually become second nature for us. So it's like it's a new skill that we have to try as a suggestion. And then I think the neat thing is it also doesn't have to look like anything. Like, I think a lot of times people think of it like meditation, like, I don't know what to do. I try that and my mind goes all over the place. And I just, I'm terrible at it. But like anything, it doesn't have to be such a thing. I mean, even just sitting with your thoughts, allowing to see what comes up and bubbles up to the surface. And sometimes just asking direct questions, like, what is going fantastically well in my life right now? Mm-hmm. What am I kind of feeling annoyed with? And if we can take that time to just sit with, and one thing can lead to another, it's amazing what can happen. And I share that because I know I struggled with that. For like, I feel like I'm a perfectionist necessarily, but I'm particular and, you know, I want to be a good student. And it was amazing to me how much that helped me in just taking the time to quiet my mind and not having it have to be just such a big thing. And the more I talk to people, I can see that they're struggling with that as well.
Mm, yeah, definitely. And you're so right. Like, it is just a habit, you know, to create that habit and guard it. So true. So when we talk about like showing up as our best authentic self, the theme of this past, you know, this series that we've been doing on the podcast, what does that, when you hear that, and some, for some people, they're like, oh, I'm so over the word authentic. Okay, if that's you, or if it's something that, you know, triggers your heartstrings, then what does come up when you hear that when it comes to image, Brandon, showing up as your best authentic self? And you kind of touched on that, I think, a little bit when you were talking about, can I show up in sparkly clothes? Like, to me, that would be authentic, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that the conversations that I have with people, they really just feel so upside down with it. And I think that it's much like taking the time to sit down and have that time to kind of get creative and think and explore and ask questions. Image and our style, it's also an area that traditionally we haven't really nurtured. And so if you think about, for instance, when we're children, usually the juices of being creative and playing and fantasies in our mind and playing dress up or playing games or imagining friends, like, it's just, we have the space and permission to do that traditionally. And as we get older, that gets squashed, right? Because we don't have that built in to protect the time and the permission. And we have all those things that start coming up for us. Well, you need to do this, you need to do that, or this is appropriate and that's not appropriate. And well, that's not age appropriate. And well, your size is this, and that means you need to do this. And so that step of having the permission and feeling safe to get curious and therefore then figure out, well, what is authentic to me? Like, it's almost obsolete. And so we just really don't know where to begin. So I personally feel that when the word authenticity comes up, a lot of people feel very uncomfortable with that word. Like, I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you what authenticity is to me, you know, meaning that that's a lot of times where people are identifying with it. Like, I don't even know what that means anymore. I don't even know if I ever knew, you know? And so it becomes this anxiety, like, oh, how do I even, that just feels too big. It feels too monumental. So I think that anytime we're experiencing and we're curious about something, or we're recognizing there's a part of our world, and for the spirit of this conversation, we'll say image. How are we showing up? I think that you have to create the space, and I think you have to give yourself permission, and you need to do it in a safe environment. And so when we think of our image, what we're wearing, how we walk in the world, how we carry ourselves, how we show up in our business, you have to do it with baby steps in order to be able to get anywhere, to move forward. So I think that, does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes. And I have to chuckle. Like I said, this past weekend, we just spent it with our 4-year-old and 2-year-old granddaughter and grandson. And the 4-year-old granddaughter, she's going to be an actress or a singer or somebody famous someday. Like, she's very drama, first of all, but she has her own style. And it just made me think, like, you know, when we are that age, we don't care what anybody thinks. Mm-hmm. We were not really going to be seeing anybody. So I didn't care what she put on. And she had on, in the card, I sent her a picture to her parents. They're like, where are you going?
We did not authorize that outfit. Oh, I'd love to see it.
She has this, it's actually like a bathrobe, but it's a sparkly green unicorn bathrobe. Unicorn on the hood. And it has just lots of sparkles on it. She loves sparkles. And it's just cozy bathrobe. So she loves to just on. So she had that on, which wasn't too bad. But then she had on knit glove, like one of the fuzzy ones, you know, you wear in the wintertime. Yeah. So she had that on one hand. And then the other hand, she had on a, it was actually like a crocheted Christmas stocking, small stocking.
Wow.
For Christmas, it has a little bear on the top of it.
Oh my goodness.
And she has that on her other hand. So she looked like this. So she's sitting in her car seat. Like she's getting ready to go in the ring. And I don't know who she would be boxing.
Right, right.
This outfit.
Oh, too fun. Is this the 4-year-old or the
This is the 4-year-old. But she was in her glory. Like she did not care what anybody.
Yeah.
She was comfortable. She was happy.
Well, and there's the energy to that, right? Because I think that. So I'm the type of stylist where there's, of course, like any business, there's all different types and we're all going to resonate with different people. I'm not the type of stylist to say, march on in and say, well, that you're wearing this and sorry, you don't like red, but that's the way it is. You know, it's in season and it looks great on you and you know, take all your clothes and run away. Like it's giving you the space to kind of explore. But I think that the biggest thing is how we feel when we show up, because people pick up on that. That's the key, is that if you're not feeling comfortable, if you're feeling out of alignment with how you're showing up, people energetically pick up on that. They might not know what it is exactly. They can't quite put their finger on it. But if you're not feeling comfortable, then you're doing yourself a disservice and also the exchange of the people around you. And so with your granddaughter, it's that energy, right? She is like loving life, having a grand old time. And like, she's not, you know, the pressure's off. Easy said to be done. You know, she's not 40 and trying to run a business or what have you, but why can't it? It begs the question, why can't it be that, right? But we have to feel like we are safe to do that. We have to be able to feel that we're in a safe environment to be able to ask the question, like, can I get away with this? Does this fit me right? Is this, and this, I think to be fair, I think with image today, it was a heck of a lot easier 40 years ago, right? You had some a little bit more of sense of traditional and uniforms and people dressed up a lot differently than they do now. So to be fair, it's definitely gotten a lot more confusing and it can swing the other way. I mean, people can say, no, I should be able to walk into work and I haven't washed my hair for 3 days and that should be fine and wear my jeans down low. And, you know, I don't want to intimidate people, right? I want people to feel comfortable with me. So yeah, I love that you noticed that though. That's so cute. I'd love to see a picture.
I was thinking about that. Maybe I'll post a picture.
Oh, please do. She's our inspiration for this conversation.
Yes. Yes. So how can, not that I'm recommending anybody show up in a sparkly unicorn robe. It's too, not even two gloves. But let's talk a little bit about that, Brandon. What are some tips that you could give that woman that's like, okay, you know, I realize I have lost myself. I don't even know what my style is anymore. How do we, what are some basic first steps that we can go, that we can start working on to figure out what does make us comfortable and show up feeling confident and have that great energy that you spoke about?
Well, I think first, the step one would be protecting the space to get curious, right? Like we talked about protecting 15 minutes here or there, what have you, sitting with what you like, even sometimes if you ask someone directly, how do you feel about your clothes currently? You're going to get the, yeah, you know, in general, I love most things, or I'm holding on to some things that I know it's probably time to let go of, or yeah, I love nothing in my wardrobe. Nothing makes me happy. So I'm a huge advocate for owning things that feel physically comfortable on you. Style does not have to be uncomfortable, but that you really, that light you up, that you look at it and you just, oh, the fabric's so beautiful and comfortable. I love the color. It doesn't mean that it had to cost an arm and a leg, but you love it. You genuinely love the pieces that are around you. And if you don't, I think that's a telltale sign right there. Well, why? Well, you know what? Every time I wear it, it digs in my stomach or... gosh, this reminds me of wearing the skirt. Reminds me when I was 9, I was picked on because I have knobby knees. And like, there's a lot that goes on with our clothing that a lot of times we just haven't taken the space to kind of really assess. And so the first thing I would say is protecting some time to kind of get curious, looking at things that you appreciate, like who are those people that you, some styles that you tend to know that you're drawn towards, like, oh goodness, I always love a classic button down, or like just assessing a little bit some of those one-offs for you, if you will, that those hits that you've gotten. Most people know that, what they tend to be drawn towards. And then I would say the best thing to do is to start with baby steps. So for instance, maybe it's not a sparkly robe, but there's something in there we love, right? We love the play of it. We love the freedom that she is rocking that little robe. And yeah, okay, maybe a whole robe and unicorn feels a little over the top. It feels a little bit more like, well, how often are we going to really wear that? You know, it becomes a realistic thing too, right? Because we want to own things that make sense, that you're going to use, that you're going to love, and that you're going to utilize. And so, but maybe it becomes, but I'd love to get a sparkly clutch, or I'd love to get a sparkly bracelet. And it doesn't have to be so intense, but you can pull in a piece that every time you're looking at that sparkly clutch or bracelet, it just brings you joy. And it doesn't have to be so intense of a whole commitment of a robe. And the nice thing about that is the steps start to build upon themselves. So you're doing baby steps in terms of getting really clear on what are some of those things that you're drawn towards that you like. Do I own any of those darn things? Is there anything in there that lights me up, that brings me joy and I really secretly love? And then if not, pulling in some of those pieces, maybe it's even just your favorite color in the shoes, in some earrings. Like it doesn't have to mean a massive investment, and it doesn't have to mean over the top steps and taking on all of this at once. Cause we tend to do that, right? We overcommit, we walk in a store, we buy so many things. And then what happens? We get home and we have a different stress. Now we don't quite know how to use these things. Now we might have some guilt because we feel we've overspent. So now we don't feel good about ourselves. And here we really just had the best of intentions and wanted to set out and try something different. And now we just feel overwhelmed and stuck. And now we've lost our kind of excitement, and now we're nervous, and now we don't know if we can pull it off, and now we never wear it. And then it just sits in the closet. Have you ever done that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
And we all, right? Yes. We're guilty of it. Yeah. Yes. But the biggest thing, I mean, going back to the click for me. So what I thought was interesting, if I look back on an interesting thing about my life, is that I grew up with a woman, a mom who's phenomenal and always dressed to the nines. But, you know, she was a single mother and had to start all over again. And that meant scrimping and saving and, you know, but you'd never know. So I had beautiful things in front of me, front and center. And it was definitely, I picked it up energetically and morphed into my being, which is so cool. I had a massive education right in front of me, which was great. But I will say that I also picked up a lot of the insecurities to the degree that I was like obsessed with clothes, and not in a good way. And so when you can get to a place of feeling like I'm wearing something I really love, going back to when I had shared as an example of putting on that sparkly outfit, I felt completely different walking into that chamber event, and the pressure was off, and I wasn't worrying about, am I wearing the right thing? Is this appropriate for where I'm going? It was definitely in the family of, you know, I could pull it off. I wasn't wearing like a uniform, unicorn, a sparkly robe or what have you. So it was in alignment, but it was the way I felt amazing. And I was able to relax. I was able to engage. That, you know, the pressure was off walking into a room, and let's face it, that when we don't know anybody, that can be intimidating, right? Walking into a room of 300 people that you don't know can be hard. And on top of that, you're promoting yourself, you're sharing. So connecting with that feeling, when we pull in these little pieces that bring us joy and start to really nurture that curiosity and play side, the feeling comes with that positivity, you're on to something new that you're exploring, and people pick up on that feeling. They pick up on what you're bringing to the table. We all know how when we usually tend to put a little bit more time and energy getting ready for special occasions. Obviously, this last year has been a little different, but we can think back to times where there was maybe a job interview, or it was a wedding, or it was a first date, or you finally are getting out right now with girls' night out for drinks or something. Like we're excited, and we carve the time out to spend a little bit of extra time, right? Have you done that yet? Have you had a chance to do that?
A little bit, not to the point that I'm really looking for. We have a wedding coming up soon, so I am looking forward to that because I do miss that. I love shoes, and you know, I keep looking at my closet and like, oh, I miss you.
Yeah.
You know, so
like your BFFs that's moved away. Well, and it's how you feel when you wear your shoes, right?
Right.
You get a little taller, you carry yourself differently. It's a different energy that you step into than if you're in your sneakers. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not advocating and saying, well, you have to have 3 hours every single time you go out to do these things that carved aside and dress to the nines. And it's not about that. It's about the energy and how you feel. You could feel just that way if you never wear lipstick and you want to try something different, or you're trying a new hairstyle. You're pulling out sparkly socks. Like it's just what's something different that you haven't done that you're kind of curious about and how you feel. It changes how you feel. And it also comes down to self-respect. It's taking care of yourself and nurturing that little girl inside of you that wants to play and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So much, you know, I think that's the thing too, that I'm getting out of this whole conversation is how much we really just don't even think about all the emotional pieces that come along with what we wear. I mean, it's so much more than just throwing on even a dress that makes us feel good. It's like, why does that make us feel good? And how can we keep repeating that with our wardrobe and doing that and get rid of, we keep moving and downsizing every time we move. So, which has been really helpful for me to really pare down wardrobe, which feels so good for that. Like it's just less options is so much more freeing for me. And what I've started doing is if I do put on an outfit and I just don't feel good in it for whatever reason, it doesn't, like you said, doesn't fit right, which there's a lot of those right now, doesn't fit right anymore. Or it's just like, you know, this just doesn't feel like me. You know, it doesn't give me that good energy. Then it goes in the Goodwill box. I have a box in my closet for Goodwill and it just goes in the box. And, or if I've worn it and I just never felt good in it all day, I might actually put it on and actually keep it on for the day. But if it just like, okay, that just for whatever reason, like you said, it could be the uncomfortable part of it. It could, I felt like I was pulling up my dress all day, you know, or had to keep it down. Maybe the short, you know, the skirt's too short, whatever it is.
It's not functional.
We're over this. Like, why are you even taking up space in my closet?
Well, that's wonderful, that practice that you've been doing. Cause I think we also can fall into the, well, it's good enough for now, right? It's a blouse. It's, you know, it'll serve it, but that can be a really slippery slope. And I think that, again, if we go back to, well, our mind is full of chatter and we already, I mean, let's face it, when we walk to the wardrobe, like our minds are already going, we're thinking about where we need to be in a half hour, the 10 things that you just came off of doing. And so it's having that fun, creative time and space to really explore your wardrobe when you start the day. Chances are that's going to take some time. And it's got to be realistic. And so if you're wearing things that feel okay, mediocre, I think that's a disservice. And because it's, again, you deserve better. And here's the neat thing. A lot of times people can get caught into thinking, well, but I'm going through weight transition, or, you know, I'm coming out of COVID right now as an example, and I'm carrying around a little extra weight and I really don't want to spend the money when I know that I'm going to be losing that, right? Or maybe I'm saving to buy a house, or I just got laid off. Like the really nice thing is on the upside of the industry in our world right now, where it's at, is there's always great clothes. It comes down to how you put it together and knowing your body and knowing how to physically dress yourself. It doesn't have to be name brand. It doesn't have to be expensive. So you can support whatever challenge you want to bring to the table, whether it's you don't have the money or the time, or you're not the size right now that you want to be, so you don't think it's smart to make that investment. There's a solution. That's great. So that takes the pressure off. You might need to put a little time into exploring that. Well, what is the best fit for me? And what do I feel comfortable in? And I think it's also part of, when we go back to your question about being authentic, it's also about honoring how you feel, right? So as an example, if you're a woman and you're feeling right now, you know what, my body is going through all these changes. And I used to love to wear this certain cut of jeans as an example. And you know what? By golly, I just don't feel comfortable them anymore. Well, don't force yourself to try to wear them, but let's figure out what feels comfortable for you now and looks phenomenal on you. Like you don't have to shove yourself into something that you used to be or that you think you need to be. There's plenty of room to allow yourself to feel, to let yourself blossom and get curious where you are now. If you're a woman who you feel uncomfortable showing your arms right now, that doesn't mean that you need to hide in cardigans. Like, there's plenty of other super cute options that you can feel fashionable and stylish and feel really comfortable. You know what I mean?
Yes. Thank God for cold shoulder shirts.
Yeah, there's a lot of options, a lot of options. Yeah. But it's about standing your truth and feeling like, you know what? No, I'm not going to just conform and shove myself in something just because that's what everybody else is doing. And meanwhile, I don't really actually like the, mm-hmm. I don't like the cold shoulder. I don't like this kind of jean. And that's mm-hmm. okay.
Right.
That's part of being authentic.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, as always, the time just flies by. And I know we didn't even really touch on like showing up, you know, on Zoom or social media. We were going to dive into that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have, well, actually, what is one before we do sign up? And then I know you do have some programs to help people get started with this, all these things we've been talking about. But what would be one or two big tips, Brandon, as we kind of wind down? Because we are still, and virtual is not going to go away.
Like, I know.
The world is opening back up again. Thank goodness. And we are getting back to in-person meetings and in-person networking and all of those real coffee dates, which I'm so excited about. We're still going to have Zoom meetings. We're still going to have virtual meetings. They're never going to go away. So when we are on a virtual event, things look a little different than when we're in person. What's one or two tips you could leave us with for showing up on a virtual event that makes us feel good?
I would say one or two. I mean, I think the one really nice thing about, maybe not nice about COVID, but it's been a great opportunity to get really out of our comfort zone, right? We were thrown into a very uncomfortable environment and we've had learn a lot of new things. So I think, yes, regardless of the fact that we're starting to transition being in public again, it is a great thing to get more comfortable. And like any skill in life, is there any room for opportunity and growth? So I would say, two really big things about being online is, I would say, the placement of your monitor. If you are, ideally, we want to be as personable as possible. So if you can bring that so it's eye level, maybe you're putting in a couple shoe boxes or what have you, but think of it like a conversation with someone. When you're looking down at your monitor, or you're looking down on your phone, that really changes. Not only does it cast a lot of shadow, so for the receiver end, it's really hard to see. It also doesn't put you in the best light. So the biggest thing would be, I would say is, and I'm still seeing so much of it, is definitely to have the monitor propped up so that it's more in alignment with your face. It's more of a conversation. Another huge thing is going to be, of course, lighting, making sure that you're not backlit. Like, a lot of us, we know these things, but we don't really take the time to double check. And you can easily do that by hopping on, going to like your photo booth before you hop on a Zoom, finding a space at your office or your home that works really well, and just double checking. And there you're going to be able to see, do I look washed out? Am I backlit? How is the lighting? Is it a hot mess behind me? You know, is it really cluttered? Like, some of those things we've been hearing this whole last year, but I would say those are the two big things that I'm still seeing would be the lighting and the distance, how you're the body position for sure.
Mm,
I think whether you're in person or whether you're online, these are always wonderful things that we can be working on, but there's also a lot of anxiety with getting back out there in person, right? Like, oh my goodness, how do I carry myself in a networking event now? And if I had to present in front of a group of people, would I feel comfortable with that? I would absolutely say recording yourself. So recording yourself when you're doing a Zoom interaction, and also pretend that you're doing an in-person presentation, whether it be networking and you're standing up, let's say, for a group of in a room and you're sharing a little bit about yourself, or you're doing something more elaborate for an actual presentation, record yourself, because that's going to help give you a lot of feedback in terms of your cadence, any bad habits that you have, whether it be fidgeting, your posture, if you have any big filler words. I mean, it's just going to give you so much feedback, because we do so many things that we're just not even aware of. And that's going to give you some wonderful opportunity to work on these things, especially where we're transitioning right now. Mm. I have many more, but you said two, so I'm going to stop.
Yes. We may have to do another podcast to really dive deeper into those. And I love those tips. And I'm thinking too, that would also be, if you're recording yourself, wear the outfit that you're thinking of wearing, because that's also going to show you, how does that present, you know, is there, does your skirt slide up? Does your belly, you know, does your belly stick out? Whatever, yeah. You know, I've seen that happen with people that they're.
Oh yeah. We look totally different online, on a video versus in person. You definitely want to dress the entire body. You definitely want to use a full mirror. Again, it goes back to that self-respect, right? Wearing the heels or what have you, how do you feel? So even though you're sitting there in your sweatpants and you're about to do a video, you don't feel your best. Like if that person was to walk in the room right now, would you feel just as comfortable and confident? Probably not, right? It doesn't mean you have to put on a dress, but put on something that matches the occasion that you're showing up for sure. But yes, absolutely. Anytime that you can do a video, that's just going to give you so much great feedback. Definitely bring out your outfit 3 days before you're going to any occasion and make sure the thing fits, right? And a lot of us are having surprises like, what? The spinning glass. So plan ahead. Don't put yourself in that stress environment. Plan ahead. Make sure that also that you still love that outfit. It still fits you. It still works for you. And it's going to be in alignment for that day and how you want to show up.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I feel like when we can take the stress out of what we're wearing and feel confident in it and know that it's not a distraction to us or it's not going to be a distraction to other people, that's when we can really be our best self to me.
Absolutely.
Show up and just give, because there's nothing worse. And I've been there, done that, when you're so worried about what you have on for whatever reason that you, it's in your mind the whole time. So you're not present to the situation. And we want to get rid of that thought so that we can really just be there and be present and be our best self.
Absolutely. It's priceless. And it trickles out beyond business. It trickles out to how you show up in front of your children and with your partner and with your friends. I mean, it has a ripple effect and it comes back to you. It's about keeping you calm, feeling you, help you feel assured. And that's only going to build up that confidence that much more. And which leads into, of course, that's what's going to help you feel your authentic self and how you walk in the world.
Perfect way to end the podcast. But before we do sign off, I do know you have a couple of things going on that you wanted to share with the listeners.
Yes, thank you. Well, I'd love to extend to your listeners just some added support. And so for an example, I do have a course, if you will, that is a virtual. It literally is talking about all this. The nuts and bolts of how to show up online and also as well as in person too. I mean, these are valuable tips. So we literally go through everything and more specifically outfits and what too, because even fabrics show up differently and with lighting and there's so much that can go into that. But the nice thing is it doesn't have to feel like you're taking on a part-time job. There's some really simple things that you can do and it can kind of be a set it and forget it. And then you can move on and have that stress out of your way. But it's how you're presenting yourself in the world. And that's your image and making sure that showcasing your best self is a value to do that for sure. Just like you would be prepared for a meeting, right? You would know, okay, I need my notes and I need my water and you know, the same thing. I mean, just taking that extra step to prepare. So it's a course that people can go at their own pace and we can put it in the show notes, but I'd love to extend the audience a reduced price on that. And we'll just keep it really simple. And they can send an email saying, I listened to Sherry's podcast and I'll give them the reduced rate on that. And then the other thing is, we touched on briefly today, understanding how to dress for your shape and what looks best on you. There's a really phenomenal tool it's literally a guide of understanding your body proportions. And so, because of course we're all built differently, some of us have longer legs and longer torsos or what have you. So what this does, can be in person and virtual. And I have you take some simple measurements and then you receive a guide as well as some direct time with me to be able to address any questions and make sure you understand what you're looking at. And it will tell you exactly where we want garments to fall on you. So you can look phenomenal. And the great thing about that is it can work for you, whether, you know, God forbid you gain 50 pounds or lose weight, because it goes on your bone structure. So it eliminates a lot of the frustration. Like, have you ever put something on it that, oh my God, this looks great. And then you put something similar on, you're like, God, this just is not working. Like, I just don't know why. I mean, I bought it in 3 colors. Like, why, you know, what's the problem here? So a lot of it goes into how we put pieces together on our body. So that would be the other thing that we'll throw in there too.
Well, those both sound like really great tools, especially as we are kind of in this transition of life and a little virtual and a little person. So we will have all that information, plus how to get in touch with Brandon, how to follow her, get into her Facebook community that she has, And we'll have all those links in the show notes so you can reach out to Brandon. And thank you so much, Brandon, for taking the time. I know it took us a little roundabout to finally get here between my things in my life, your life. And yeah. I'm glad that we did find the time today to get this recorded. I think it's going to be a blessing to many so that we can all show up with our confident selves as if we were a four-year-old in a sparkly.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And thank you for taking the time to touch on these topics because they're huge. They're really important.
Yes. And I'm more even after I knew this was going to be good, but after the conversation, I realized how important they really are. There's so much emotional pieces to it. It's not just the outward piece of material on our bodies.
No, it's not that simple, but it can be simple.
Yes.
It can be.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. And thank you, Brandon, again for being here.
Hey, friends. Thanks, as always, for listening to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs podcast. I really do appreciate your time and for you being here. And a few quick things before you do go. Number one, if you haven't yet, can you leave a review if you find these shows valuable? Reviews really do matter to iTunes and to others so that they know this episode or this podcast is worth taking the time to listen to out of the millions of podcasts out there. And you never know, I might just read your review on a future episode. Number two, make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you can be one of the first to know when a new episode downloads. And three, if you've been enjoying this series on the Clifton Strengths 34, this is a huge one. Can you take a screenshot? Post that picture on your Instagram or Facebook account. Make sure you tag me in it and let me know why you loved that episode and what you're enjoying about the series. And of course, if you've done the Clifton Strengths Assessment, make sure to include your top five. And number four, and the last thing, if you take your assessment and you feel a little stuck and you're like, I don't even know what to do with this information right now, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm available on email and of course the DMs and Facebook and Instagram. And I would love to talk you through how to really tap into your talents so you can turn them into your superpowers and your strengths. Thanks again for listening to the show.